Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. No seller fees until 2021. Not applicable to PayPal Here transactions. Other fees may apply. Shop safe with PayPal.
Gamble hard, fight to win. Still you may lose, but at least you're all in. If I was the man they want me to be, if I never took a stand.
You might recognize that voice right there. He's one of the greats. You know, he has a real present to give us today. The great Kevin Costner. He's given us Oscar performances, but now he's strumming on that six string, writing songs, and he's got a band, Modern West. They got a new album coming out called Tales from Yellowstone. Excited to catch up with the great Kevin Costner. What is going on, my brother?
Hi, Gentry.
Man, that is a good damn tune I'm jamming out here to, Kevin. I didn't know you had all these talents. I mean, we knew you were so talented, but no idea that you could strum the guitar, write a song, and, you know, jam out the way you've been doing.
This is the second band I've ever was in, but this one's been together for about 16 years. I don't always go out there and let everybody know what I'm doing, but this band, we played around the world. It's something I do. Tales from Yellowstone is just one of the 80 songs we've written together, but it's really a concept record about Yellowstone. So it's how I do things. When I made Half Bill and McCoy's, I made a record called Famous for Killing Each Other. And again, it was about everything that had to do with that era, very Appalachian. And Tales from Yellowstone has to do with my character, that song about being who you're supposed to be, about my wife, there's a song about Kelly, better let somebody love you. So it's how I prepare for my acting. I kind of do it through my music. So that's what Tales from Yellowstone is. So I hope people can track it down.
Yeah, it's available coming up on June the 19th, everywhere you stream your music. Where do you have a website for the band? I mean, where will we find Modern West and Kevin Costner? You guys like on Instagram and doing that kind of thing?
Well, I don't go on it, but my band has it. You know, it's called Kevin Costner and ModernWest.com. And, that's where people kind of gather and talk, and my band talks and stuff. But I kind of busy myself with the work I do. And my family, and that's what I do. So whatever I do, whether it's movie or music, I do it really hard, and then I let it go, and it becomes something, somebody else's, and it's usually wherever I'm doing a movie. I remember doing, The Guardian and a picture called Mr. Brooks down in Louisiana at the same time that Katrina happened. And the band ended up writing a song called 5 Minutes America about just getting wiped out. And it was kind of it's kind of a protest song, if you will. And then later on wrote a song called The Sun Will Rise Again, which is a more kind of hopeful song when it comes to getting wiped out, waking up on television and seeing tornadoes rip communities apart and, Katrina doing what it did. And kind of now we're all in the same thing together. Somebody re-released, wanted me to release that song we did back then called Sun Will Rise Again. So music is a part of my life. It's a part of everybody's pretty much. Grew up in the church doing it and trained classically on the piano. So it's just a part of how I do my acting. It's a part of my life.
We're talking with the great Kevin Costner. How many of you talk about writing songs? How many of your movies have you written?
I've written on a lot of the movies, but not necessarily the credited writer. Nor should I have been. I don't feel the desire to tinker on a movie unless it needs it. But if it doesn't need it, I'm really protective of the writing that happens. I'm currently co-writing a Western and several other projects that I'm going to do. So, I just mess around. I try to stay busy. I don't wait for everything to come to me. I have it in the back of my mind what I want to do. And I do that, and I leave a window open for something else to fly in. But I don't like not doing something.
You talk about Westerns, of course. Yellowstone returns for a third season coming up Sunday, June 21st. You seem to be liking the Western movies and Western shows. What would Kevin Costner be like if we went in Tesla's time machine and went back to those times? What would Kevin Costner be like as a guy growing up or living in those times?
Well, I probably would have killed 100 guys, and I'd probably been killed 100 times.
Which would have happened first, though? That would have been the big question.
Well, the thing is, I'm haunted by the West because, I don't know that we always look at it the way it really was, which was kind of a scary place. You're talking about interactions with people you don't know. There's no law. There's guns. There's all kinds of people that found themselves out in the West after the Civil War. Sociopaths. I mean, if we believe that people come home victimized by war, imagine the country being torn apart. And people get out in the West, and there's nothing seemingly around. And if you're ruthless enough, if you're mean enough, if you're resourceful enough, you can actually...
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. A lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Take whatever you want. And that was happening out here. And, too often Westerns are kind of dumbed down, where they're just black hat and white hat. But when you really orchestrate a good one, when you're sitting in the dark watching it, you wonder if you would have made it. And so I never pretend to know how I would react in any one situation, but great Westerns can actually create those moments of, oh my God, you had to make some choices really quickly out there sometimes.
These movies you make, Kevin Costner, some live in our minds forever, and now I feel like they seem to be just as relevant today and maybe even clearer pictures because we can draw comparisons with Dances with the Wolves and what we're seeing in our civil society, JFK, exposing a lot of corruption in the government. We see a lot of that. You did a movie a few years back actually called Black or White. Very powerful story. Talk about the comparisons of your movies and how, even though they're 25, 30 years ago, so relevant yet still today.
I think they can be. It just depends on your choices. Like I said, Westerns, can be really silly, or they can live forever. Open Range maybe is something that people really enjoy. But you mentioned Black or White, and it's really nice that you did that because, I was born in Compton, and that story deals with Compton and somewhere in Beverly Hills, if you will. And I think when you get a chance to make all kinds of movies, you just can't sit back and keep making the one that was the biggest success for you. That's when you just are asking the truck to back in with a big shovel and take as much money as you can. Repeat that success, repeat that success. But the reality is there's a chance to make these movies that can live forever. Now, will they? I don't know. But they never will unless you dig down and try to get at something personal, because personal can travel decades. When something's personal, people in other decades are going to understand it. Other generations are going to understand it. If something is just, you know, just dealing with a trend, well, it'll be just as disposable as the high, you know, shoes everybody was wearing, you know, 30 years ago.
Well, Bull Durham, it still resonates with me. One of the greats. We're talking with Kevin Costner, his new band. Actually, it's not new. He's been doing it. Modern West, new album, Tales from Yellowstone. It's available coming up on June the 19th. I was researching for the interview, and I saw that one of your co-stars, Madeline Stowe, she gave a nice speech at your Hollywood Walk of Fame. She said, speaking of you, Kevin Costner, complex, and it took her years, she said, to understand that contradictions in a person and conflicts, they're not to be feared, but there is great beauty in her wake. Was she accurate in describing and understanding Kevin Costner?
Well, I think she was number one. I was so pleased that she would even, you know, speak on my behalf. I never want to try to ask anybody to do that. She spoke from her heart. And I think all of us are a mixed bag, if you will. But she was really gracious to come and talk, and I appreciated it.
I want to talk about theaters and the way that these movies are being released. It seems like, you know, now with theaters, people are afraid to go to them. One, because we had one shot up not long ago. And another reason, because people are afraid of this COVID-19. You as a movie maker, how does this affect you and the future of movie making? Is this good or bad for the business of movie making?
Well, it's never good when people can't go where they want to go. But right away, that just stands out to me. Or they're fearful to go to something that used to be something that was really comfortable to them. And how do we get that back? That's a big question. That's what I call a legitimate problem. So many of the problems that we're experiencing in America, they're not problems. The solves are right in front of our face. It's just the will to do it. But the thing that you just described, it falls into that smaller percentage, like AIDS or something. It's a problem. It's a problem because we don't know what to do. We're not exactly sure how to kind of have this experience again where we, 1,000 of us, can go sit in the dark and dream the same dream watching the movie. And so are we going to get that back? I hope we do, because there's something about that experience. So how do we get that? I don't know. But the movies I make, they should be on the big screen. I like that. I want people to see these spaces and kind of match the bigness of what that is, and then have it ultimately get reduced to smaller screens. That's okay. But You ask an important question. I don't have the answer. I hope that there's just, you know, the flag can drop and we can feel secure about this. But it feels like it's going to be a vaccine moment in order for that for people to feel ultimately comfortable, because there's too much information out there that's going against each other for us to even have the wisdom to know who's telling us the truth.
Let's talk about a simpler time, Kevin. Let's go back to high school and the music. I'm interested to figure out, what were you listening to back in high school? What was Kevin Costner jamming out to? And what device were you playing on? You know, now we just speak into our telephones. How were you consuming it? On vinyl? Cassette?
But the 8-track, or the 16-track, you know, that big fat fucking thing, whatever.
Yeah, the reel, the reel.
Well, we had that. I remember, yeah. I was listening to, you know, the Four Seasons. I was listening to the Doors. I was listening to Cream. I was listening to the great duo, Simon and Garfunkel. I was listening to the Temptations and Diana Ross. The music was all over the place, and you know, a lot of it wasn't good, and the stuff that made it, you know, Marvin Gaye, it was fabulous. And so that's what I grew up with, was this music, and it was set against the Vietnam War, and you saw the music just really make a lot of transition, and people understood they could start writing music, you know, about things that really, really mattered. You understood that people could write music and thousands of people would go and didn't have to dance. They would listen. So there was this transition, you know, before, you know, it's like, does it have a good beat? You know, Dick Clark, what's such a great show? Does it have a good beat? You know, and music transitioned to, beats never going to grow old, right? We still need that. It's a heartbeat. On the other hand, there are times when music, we stop and we listen to those words and we think, how did that songwriter capture what I'm feeling?
Kevin Costner, our guest, if you want to hear his music, the new album is called Tales from Yellowstone, him and his band, Modern West. It's available coming up real soon on June the 19th. Plus, don't forget to check out Yellowstone on Paramount, the network. It's going to be kicking off its third season coming up Sunday, June 21st. We had Tom Hanks on, and he told us that he collects typewriters. Spoke to Alan Alda once. He said he collects umbrellas. What about Kevin Costner? Anything you find that funny? I thought that was an interesting one.
I didn't say it. Laughing doesn't mean it's not interesting. It's just a kind of...
It's weird.
Know, it's fun. It's just it's fun when you understand it, just something about it, you know, that to somebody. I don't know that I have that bent in terms of collecting things. Once in a while, I'll keep something. Like, I kept the car from Bull Durham, you know, the Mustang, the Shelby Cobra. I kept that big Ford in Highwayman that I chased Bonnie and Clyde down. Yeah. So, you know, in terms of collecting things.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I don't know. That's probably not me. I don't have a room full of knickknacks. I don't have that. But, you know, when you go see somebody's collection, they're so proud of it, you know, and it's like, wow, and you kind of have that moment where you enjoy what they've done.
And then finally, before I let you go, Kevin, what's the most satisfying thing that you've accomplished while on this quarantine time?
Well, I tell you, my family has really pulled together, and I've watched my kids take responsibility in the house, helping their mother. I decided I was going to have this little project where they're 13, 11, and 10. I was thinking, you know, I'm going to make them watch the Ken Burns, The Civil War. And my wife goes, are you sure about that? I said, no, baby, I want them to, you know, this is a moment in time. I want them to do some extra credit. I want them to understand, you know, the nature of the country, what happened, and the buildup to why that happened. And she goes, are you sure? And I said, no, they're going to love it. Well, God, it was like getting them to eat vegetables or take out the trash. I wanted them to have this feeling, but they're still too young. And after the fourth hour, I looked at them. I said, okay, you guys, you don't have to watch it.
Yeah, go back to YouTube videos if you want. You can watch someone playing video games.
I didn't accomplish anything there, but I guess if anything I did, I put it in their mind that there's something that's important to me. And maybe later in their 20s, they'll go back and, you know, my dad wanted me to watch this. So what have I accomplished? I don't know. But I've watched my family pull together, and I'm proud of that.
Yeah, quite an accomplishment. Kevin, thank you so much for your time. Good luck with the music, and we'll hopefully talk to you again soon.
Take care, Tim.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.